insight.
Hi, this is Andrea from Moraville Radio. I'm here with Balu, and we're currently sitting in the workshop of Lively Boutique. And what's this village called?
Kodakarai, right?
Kodakarai. It's Kodakarai, yeah, near Ganesh Bakery.
Near Ganesh Bakery in Kodakarai. So, Balu, tell me about your life.
Okay, my life started walk towards to Bathumandi, I think. Like, basically, I want to tell you also, I just say something, you know, like how I came to Moraville, maybe. You know, my grandfather.
Where were you born?
I born in a local village, Sanjeevinagar.
Okay.
Northern side of Moraville.
Mm-hmm.
But my mother say we had a land near Maduga. Maduga. They sold at that time and she said I was in her belly.
Mm.
Anyway, my grandfather, you know, is working at the very beginning from the Mathramandir, from the foundation. So his name Govindasamy. People know many people. He's tall and black, cycling till today.
Really?
He's more than 75. So he's the one brought me to Moraville, actually. Because they start to work early morning, 5 o'clock, because sun is getting very hot in the days. Now we are productive in Moraville. So they finish the job by 2, something 3. So before I go to school I in the morning, and I walk from my village almost 4-5 kilometers. I walk every day to bring him the lunch.
When you were younger?
Yeah, when I'm younger. When I'm like 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like 9 years. Then I walk always. Then I looked always, what is happening here? What is going on here? Why these people strange? Like, looks like, you know, like
it's foreigners.
You know, foreigner, you know. But I feel actually so much... like I inspired by the soil, the color, you know, the flower, you know, I seen the flower differently, you know, not much flower I seen that time,
mm-hmm.
which is a different flower, you know. This is like Moraville, really, I feel like, and I also seeing the whole Mathramandir club, what is all the steels and everything, you know, and, you know, the banyan trees. Came to Moraville. Since that, I feel like, you know, like Moraville, something new and special.
Mm.
Like I feel like I always had attraction about coming here. Always I like to come Moraville that time to walk. Even I sometimes cry, then I feel like, oh, I have to walk long, like 5 kilometers. I have to walk, like, you know, my God, how can I cry? But to I get more happiness when I come here. Then, you know, I started to work in my school holidays. That's I'm like, you know, that time I'm like 8th, 9th, 7th grade. Then always my school holiday, I start to work in my holidays, different places. My grandfather put me into work like that. I have to work. Then he's always tell me that I have to work harder. Then only I can understand what is the life. He say, then you can understand. Then you will stand on your leg. You'll not depend somebody.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very great man, really, my grandfather. You know, like before also, like when I was in school, I had many different things that I want to go. I want to go as a mechanic engineer and an electrical engineer. Then I went to my school, actually I started to go as a technical high secondary school. I finished my high school in Pandi, in Alangupam. Then I went to for Pandi. But
university?
I'm not put into school. I ran away basically from the school basically because it's English medium.
Mm-hmm.
I studied all my 10th grade, like from the 1st grade to 10th grade, Tamil medium.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went there, I was ashamed, then I was got like, oh, I'm like very shy, you know, and I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
I feel very bad myself, then I stopped. Then I came to Oregon. Then I had a chance to work in Verity. And I worked also before Verity. I feel Verity also, other like Verity's special. I learned many things in Verity.
What kind of work were you doing?
I learned many things like in Verity. I done gardening and maintenance, cycle repairing, and helping in the windmill and solar.
Mm-hmm.
Like electrical work, you know, things like plumbing, painting. It's like I feel like I learned like skill, many skill in Verity. That's like really gave me the strength. And also, other my is an uncle, is a friend of my father. Is one of the oldest Aurovillian, Kodandaraman, who's an architect. He gave me also, when I came before Verity, you know, he gave me also a chance to work in his construction. as a supervisor for 4 months into making a mud earth from the brick what subframe making. That's like all I feel like, you know. I done many things. Then I went also carpentry job for 1 year, gardening, painting, machine job. It's like I really, you know,
got a lot of experience.
Really, you know, like it's I feel like, well, I'm really studying in Oregon. I studied in my school. I feel like, you know, learning, you know, even when I came to Oregon, you know, like I don't know like words about it in speaking in English. It's all like I learned by people, like really, you know, daily life.
That's practical things.
Thing that I feel like I got like a lot of. Not I go into the college or university sitting with a book something. I feel like in like what like I feel like a mother like Oroville, we say in this place here that we have more experience here, like practical things, you know. That's really not only practical about materialistic and also with practically also dealing with the peoples, you know, with the different big family here. You know, with this all like really, you know, I'm learning and I'm really in a process many things here, I feel. Then, you know, then I also met a different Orwellian, you know, also worked with, you know, started together with the cultural center, you know.
When did you become Orwellian?
I came Orwellian about almost 12 years back, I think.
12?
Yeah, I think 12 or something, 10 years.
How long after you came to Oroville did you become Orwellian?
After...
The newcomer period was probably two years.
2 years that time, yeah. Yeah, 2 years. Then I had to tell also other things. Pichandikulam just, you know, Pichandikulam also, I learned a lot there. I stayed for there about 8 months. That's my newcomer
period
there began. Oh. You know, I learned really just. Just also really gave me a.
What were you studying or what did you learn?
Basically, I was helped in the forest for
plants.
Yeah, planting things, you know, then I helped also use Nadukupam project for. Volunteering there, it's very nice to. I mean, I feel like it's, you know, I had a like chance to work with this builder, Orwellians, you know, to learn there. Yeah, that's I love Pichandikulam also. That's a place. Yeah. Yeah. Then you know, Morganam Cultural Center. You know, that was before I'm Orwellian. I start. You know, I'm like one of the co-founder of Morganam. You know, center. And brought all my school friends with the different villages to brought together. Really, I have to say thanks to, you know, with the other people, you know, other founder all. You know, so I learned there also, you know, more with the work with the friends in the project as a group also. You know, from where you come in the different... I learned a lot with that, you know. And also, I inspired basically many things also in Morganam work also. The culture, heritage, music. I feel it's very important for the young people in this day, art, music, culture. It's very important. Yeah, then I had, you know, like, you know, I worked together with Aurelio.
Creating Swaram?
Yeah, Swaram and Morganam together, you know.
And Swaram?
Yeah.
Makes instruments and sells them, or makes instruments and makes experiments?
No,
focus?
It's both. It's experimenting and the selling. In the production and experimenting, that's what I'm... That's, I was there for about seven years.
And is there exportation?
Sorry?
Do they export and sell abroad?
Yeah, I mean, not so much, but do they sell the things outside also? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they sell also outside also musical instrument. It's a great, really. Yeah. And now I am involved into also with the lively and bamboo.
So where did the United States come in?
United States, while I'm in Morganam and Swaram, you know, United States came, I went for in 2004. And also went to 2006 and 2008.
To travel or to study or what?
Basically, I had to say really thanks to other... I had a chance to go for an international youth leadership training program with Melissa Michael and her friends. Melissa Michael, she's a shaman and a mentor and a doctor from Boulder, Colorado. So she really giving and inspiring for many young people in this planet. I feel I'm one of our youth, really, really. And I went first time, it's like, I mean, not so much shock about America because in Oroville we met so many people.
Yeah, foreigners,
you know?
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like I connected myself so much. And I feel like so many things going on, like so much going on in my
mm-hmm.
mind. And I feel like so many things remembering while I'm going through in the program, you know, which is a very intense program. I can't much to explain, you know, which each one can go the more this process. It's a more healing and awakening and strengthening things. Really, really, you know, like each time I gone through a different journey and the process. I feel like special Rocky Mountain. So Melissa also, she's a wonderful mentor. Yeah. So met where I met many young people, and you know, we dance together like every day, like about 5 hours minimum, and crying. Yeah, it's like.
Do you still keep in touch with those people?
Yeah. Melissa, you know, I'm touching with people and some of the young people also. Yeah, I'm also slowly, you know, I have a dream that I feel that whatever I learned in the three my trip to US and my in Oroville, like to whatever I gone through, like to share the young people
mm-hmm.
and maybe to build a, like a similar program here with also many young people went from Oroville, also more than 5 people she invited, really she funds it for the young people. So that's a, like, you know, like this program, it is an international youth leadership and project Golden Bridge
mm-hmm.
and the Surfing Creative International Youth Leadership Training Program. It's amazing, really. I feel this is I'm really tell you honestly, it's like it's gave me the like to understand that who I am, you know. It's gave me the chance to cry, to go through my inner thing
mm-hmm.
and all my pains and my bring out all my emotion, anger.
People come to Oroville to do this. You
yeah.
went away.
Yeah, I think actually, you know, people come to Oroville. I think it's interesting, you know, same. I mean, because you are here always every day, you know, like, you know, when you are here, I feel like you are, of course, you know, in Oroville in a different way, I feel like that's like gave me the chance more to move with the body.
It's
but
a
here,
retreat.
Daily life, you know, daily
yeah.
life, I had to look. But I feel like here in Oroville, like, daily working, work is like, my work is like yoga, you know, like working through, you know, like, that's like, I'm not like sitting every day meditating like 2-3 hours, but I do my meditation through my work. I feel like really, you know.
Yeah, it's your sadhana.
So, yeah, so I mean the great place also Oroville, you know, where that the universe, we say also Mother and Aurobindo, who gave this freedom for us, you know, all of us, really, you know, to bring each one inner things into more outer world, you know, from inner world to outer world, you know, to go through process from the outer world and inner world.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing this. I'm very happy to be here. Wherever I go, I like to be in Oroville, you know, in this place, yeah. Yeah, so basic, you know, like my, that's a US trip. With, you know, the Boulder is a special place, you know, more people spiritually connected, like Oroville, I say, maybe a little bit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then also I had other chance to also go to, Melissa send me other, she connected with the other program, Men's Leadership Training Program. That's also in Boulder, where I also went for basically to help in this program. That's also I met many elders there, like how that elder coming together, sharing their things, you know. I feel like so much I learned actually, and also not only I learned, actually I'm learning, and I'm that chance that all gave me the strengthening, the life, and also that I feel like I would like to share to other people.
Mm.
So, yeah, I think I need to learn more. The learning is every day, and learning every day. But. Like changes happening and inspiration and like awakening things happen there. Yeah.
And
yeah.
So back to Oroville after the trips to the United States?
Yeah, After the Oroville, you know, after the trip, you know, like, I got to learn, like, I feel like I really, you know, like, when I was there, I inspired more with many things. Then I feel like I got back, like, I like to understand, you know, like, more about the... about the, like, understand about the roots, like, basically, you know. About their culture, all the values of their culture here.
Tamil culture?
Yeah, Tamil culture, and basically I'm interested into all the culture, basically to understand all the this traditional value, you know. I think each culture have the best, you know, each culture has the value.
How do you understand the word culture?
How do I understand the word culture?
Because everyone has a different understanding.
I feel the culture is bring the culture, I feel like culture is a community. And also, it give you the culture connection with the more nature. I understand, you know, like, I feel, you know, the culture, you know, bring the tradition. You know, tradition is also culture, but basically, I'm trying to, you know, like, I'm eager now, I'm getting eager in to find more about how the native culture.
Mm. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I had a chance also, you know, when I was in the US, you know, chance to meet African people, African youth,
mm-hmm.
Mexican youth, and in New Zealand. Like, really, you know, like, you see, look, their culture, you know. So I think, you know, like, I mean, I'm, you know, like, I came with a very passion about more to understand what are our, like, how to say, like, all the way of the traditional way of ceremonies or a traditional way of living and the healing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is I got inspiration with that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like, also I feel like everything, like, is so much in Oroville happening, you know. This is like bringing back our, you know, more innovative way, this all the bring the from the modern culture and the world culture, from the world culture, you know, to live as a creating the new culture here.
Fusing here.
Yeah, really, Oroville is amazing in that way.
Mm.
Yeah, I have to, yeah, that's, you know, coming back, you know, I learned more, you know, I got inspiration more with involving the work with the more young people. And I feel like, you know, I got, like, people, you know, I don't know Melissa Michael, who she, you know, I don't know other people, like, you know, who supported me, you know, like, to go there. So then I feel like I had to pass on to the other thing, you know. Then I like to do that, you know. So that's I'm now in interested in passing on other thing. More same time with also connecting with the nature, you know, more eco, developing the more greener work. You know, so I'm interested, you know, that's like other things. Got inspiration with bamboo work, you know.
So, what was your first step? Obviously, the cultural center was 10 years ago. That was the first thing you did.
Yeah.
And then from there, was Lively next, yeah.
How
did you get involved?
Okay, the cultural center first, and the second cultural center in 2001 and 2003, Swaram Musical Center. And third, you know, in 2008... 2007, like, you know, something, you know, I had a chance to involve with Lively. And 2000, same, oh, before Lively, Bamboo also, like, you know, 2006, Bamboo Center involved and started. Yeah, as a one of the training program under Morgana. And Beacon was one of the big activity, you know, where more young people can come and, like, inventor. Who can come and explore and experiment with the bamboo, you know, where Otto will talk about a lot about eco-friendly, you know. So one of the things, you know, slowly, maybe more people involved in the Bamboo Center, bring the vision of Otto will and help the eco-friendliness of Otto will, you know. Yeah.
So you've talked about the mission statement more or less about the cultural center.
Yeah.
Obviously, for any cultural center, the mission's pretty similar. Then What would you say that the mission is for Lively Boutique?
Yeah, Lively Boutique, you know, Lively Boutique started by, I just want to tell also, Karin. Karin is one of the Aurovillian. She's from German and she's founder of Lively. And now she's there as a behind supporting, helping for Lively. And now, you know, Rajavani and myself and other people running this center. And basically Lively also running a lot from our women here. So and Lively also have a vision and a wish to develop a, like a women shelter, like a women council center in the village for more for the teenager mm-hmm. youth for the village. So Lively have that things. Dish actually, you know, to help with the Lively, maybe in the Lively production, and maybe Lively can train more women into some basic tailoring and the stitching work and the embroidery thing. At the same time, Lively can also come to the like a woman shelter, build a woman shelter in the village for the village women.
Okay,
yeah.
And in terms of getting into bamboo production,
bamboo like to bring together the more the local craft. And also develop a training program for the youth into
book. But still in Lively in terms of fabric and and fabric, production.
Lively and bamboo all, you know, see that connected. You know, Lively take the part of the more the production part and more, you know, that same this training program fall into the more, you know, say service part, you know, mm-hmm. where you go official talk in our. Yeah, and Morgan himself, it's more culture and heritage, you know, for the informal education for the youth and children.
And then we add on the Bamboo Research Center.
Yeah, Bamboo Research Center, more craft training, you know, for more income things, you know, also Lively also for mm-hmm. income things, for the women thing, you know, see like, you know, Lively can help the, with the women product, Bamboo can do the youth for the men's. You know, we have a wish that, you know, like in the village, we have a possibility now, one of the oldest building in our bioregion, the one of the leader from the village who offered for us for a 2 year, the oldest building, one of the oldest building. It's a nice traditional building. We're running their weekend classes for the children, and the women also gathering for a monthly few time for their meeting.
Mm.
And we are there for music, traditional music and modern music, dance, yoga, painting, the traditional martial art, puppet show. This is the class we... It's for more like a children community center.
Every week.
It's for every week. And we like to this building to really serve for the community. We wish that that Lively and Bamboo and Morganakan activity that more centralized for the... by region, you know, also this building, we feel this building is very important that hold this activity for the community, but we don't know how long this building available for us. Soon this will be, you know, this
it's at risk by being bought by business.
The business
turned into a bar.
People talking because it is in a Pondicherry state already, there is a bar, and they feel also it's a lot of getting the visitors
mm-hmm.
and people, you know, from the surrounding other villages, many people drinking, and they like to people thinking to buy the richest people and convenient in the restaurant and the bar.
But this is close to the exact opposite of a cultural center.
Cultural center, and
the effects that it will have on the community will be
we're thinking
much
our
less beneficial.
Oh yeah, we feel myself in our team and some of our friends, you know, we're talking how we can protect or like how we can save this building for the community, mm-hmm. for the future of the futures. You know, we don't know how we go about that. But definitely we like to, we are looking and we are sharing to the friends, and also under 10 year of Morgan culture and heritage work and craft work, you know, like to share it for the more people.
When will be the anniversary in 2011? What date?
Morganam anniversary, actually it's coming in 2011
mm-hmm.
if you go according to do, but we like to we are planning to, it comes like we're going to do on a little earlier
mm-hmm.
because of our situation also in Maganam funding
with the, yeah,
funds. So we like to, and we had our team and ourselves discussing, we can our anniversary, we can be do it in December, in a month. So we're not sure. Yeah, because it's basically it's coming in June,
mm-hmm.
but we don't know how much that we can survive
yeah.
that far, you know. So, yeah, thinking to do it in December actually. And also at the same time, we would like to launch the movie. We made a small documentary with our kids from Maganam 4 years back.
Okay.
It's a children movie. It's about culture and the environmental, about the 5 different landscape in South India.
Nice.
So one of the movie also last in Oroville Film Festival, it's got the audience award. We never showed the kids. The kids like almost four years. Now they all grown up like a young man. So we are feeling a little ashamed that. So we like to launch this movie and also same time to share it. And we like to send this movie also to other countries, other schools to share. Maybe through that also share the Maganam work. Yeah.
Brilliant.
And we'll see. Yeah. We are working on that. We have one German student who's helping making a small catalog with the brush, with the pictures. It's ready. We will do it in December or something, in the end of December. We like to share it, our 10-year also Maganam, what Maganam did in the village, what Maganam learned from that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, Balu, is there anything else that you want to say to Oroville Radio listeners around the world or in Oroville?
I don't know. Like, I feel I'm fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you. Yeah. Insight.